Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Below, the lights of hillside towns and villages twinkle beside a glimmering river, which winds down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom, the river flows through a magnificent fairy tale castle. Fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky, and glittering lights arc over the castle turrets. Disney. In cartoon animation, the setting sun shines on New York City skyscrapers and the Statue of Liberty. The view zooms through Times Square, downtown streets, and Central Park.
Good night, New York!
Morning, good night! Get out of my way!
I'm walking!
Yes? I'm literally walking here!
We don't post prices, ladies. We can charge you more.
Nobody's stealing your toilet paper, Grandma.
He asked me to come to his comedy show. So I ended things.
I slept the best Broadway show last night.
The view advances towards the magnificent arches of the Natural History Museum. Inside, the view sweeps past exhibits. A monstrous T-Rex dinosaur skeleton, a gleaming globe, and a ginormous stone head. Replicas show an indigenous American woman saluting, a giant Hun warrior pointing, a fair young woman in shining armor raising a gleaming sword above her head. A replica of a man in a loincloth appears in a jungle setting. A lion with a majestic mane roars ferociously. A capuchin monkey with a goofy smile stands in a tree. A miniature cowboy is posed on a rearing horse in a Wild West diorama. A tiny Roman soldier is posed in a chariot outside a model of the Colosseum. A Coming Soon poster features an ancient Egyptian Khamun Ra, the disappointing sun. A large crate stands on a dark loading dock. A golden tablet is displayed between two sphinxes. A lobby exhibit shows a mustached cavalry man with his sword held high. A title appears, Night at the Museum, Khamun Ra Rises Again. Now a security guard enters the museum through revolving doors.
Job. Your boy Ronnie's gonna be a star!
Oh! Holy cow! Look at this place! The acoustics are amazing! Oh.
He looks up at the T-Rex skeleton.
Oh, well, look at you, big guy.
Try not to upstage me, Mr. Naughty Bones!
Okay, Ronnie, just gotta get through this snooze fest of a night job,
nail your auditions during the day, and then Broadway pays the bills, baby!
At the lobby desk, he finds a flashlight and a night guard manual.
Ugh, manual, huh? I'm more of an improv guy.
He throws it on the desk.
Man, being this talented is exhausting.
As the sunlight fades, he leans back and falls asleep in his chair. Sparkling light washes over the cavalry man and he comes to life.
I'm awake!
Ronnie looks around at the shadows.
What? Hello?
The capuchin monkey grabs the manual, slaps him, and runs away.
What? Where'd you come from? Give me that. Oh! That's stealing, you thieving little chimp!
That's no chimp. That's a capuchin, a new world monkey from Central and South America, donated to this museum in the year 1962.
Who are you supposed to be?
Theodore Roosevelt, President of these United States.
Great. First night I get a wacko with a monkey. I'm calling the police.
I wouldn't do that.
The lion slams his huge paw down on the phone. Ronnie runs away.
I give this guy 3 minutes tops.
A massive woolly mammoth rears up at Ronnie. Running, Ronnie comes to the indigenous American woman.
Are you the new night guard?
Yeah.
Good, because we never found the old night guard.
A gigantic grizzly bear stands up behind her.
He swears he didn't need him!
A cave man and woman raise a club and a spear.
Night guard!
Ronnie finds a room labeled Employees Only. He runs in, slams the door, and sits against it.
Now make popcorn.
The jungle man pulls a bag of popcorn from a microwave. He reaches into it and burns himself.
Popcorn hot.
He reaches in and burns himself again. Ronnie opens the door to Hun warriors.
Takamikafu!
He crawls between their legs and hides around a corner.
Did you see
see where he went?
Huh?
No, he's a slippery one.
The tiny Roman soldier and the miniature cowboy approach.
Found you, Night Guard!
Huh?
Ah! Tiny people!
Hey, who you calling tiny, Gigantor?
The young woman in shining armor points her sword at Ronnie.
Stop right there! I, Joan of Arc, have had a heavenly vision of the future.
And you're not in it because you're dead.
He runs from a stampede of leaping gazelles and charging animals. The T-Rex skeleton swallows him. He tumbles between its rib bones and crashes to the floor.
Oh, come on!
Why?
As he races out the revolving doors, his keys and flashlight fall to the floor.
2 minutes and 2 seconds. That's a new record, everyone.
The ginormous stone head.
Hope you had fun, dum-dum.
Outside.
Ah! Forget this job. Forget Broadway. I'm going back to Ohio.
Oh, great. There goes another one.
A man with curly brown hair enters the museum. He picks up the keys and flashlight. Then he looks up to see the jungle man playing fetch with the T-Rex and all the creatures and characters running wild. The cavalryman and the indigenous woman meet him at the lobby desk.
Seriously, guys, again?
Evening, Lawrence. I presume you saw that man fleeing in abject terror?
Very funny, Teddy. But listen, you gotta stop scaring the new guys off, okay? I'm leaving for the summer, and I need someone to replace me.
Sorry, Larry, but he wasn't a good fit for us.
If only there were a fine young gentleman with your last name that would be a perfect fit for this institution, dropping hints left and right.
Oh, no. I'll call McPhee.
Elsewhere, a hand reaches out from a luxurious bubble bath and searches for a ringing cell phone. A man emerges from the bubbles with cucumber slices over his eyes.
Mother, this bubble bath you sent me is too sudsy. I can't find my bones.
Dr. McPhee, it's Larry.
Right! Well, just so you know, Mother is my pet name for my supermodel girlfriend.
Well, we got a little problem. The new night guard that you just hired just quit.
Oh, woe is me. Where else in New York City will I find someone who's capable of sitting at a desk and staring blankly into space? Besides, this isn't your problem. You're going off to your fancy new position at the Tokyo Museum.
Look, I still really care about this place, all right? And I'm gonna find the right person for the job.
Whatever. I'm doing my paws now.
What am I gonna do?
Here's an idea that we just came up with. What about Master Nick?
You know, the smaller, healthier version of you.
Ha ha. But why do you guys keep insisting that I hire my son?
He knows the secret of this place.
Why, he practically grew up here.
And he would never run away.
Like the last guy. Remember him?
Yeah, he was just here. I don't know. This is a big job, and Nick's still trying to find his footing and confidence. I mean, he's still just a teenager.
Teenager, shmeenager. You were a teenager when you first started.
No, I wasn't.
I meant mentally. Emotionally.
Larry, Nick is a smart, capable kid, and we believe that he is the perfect fit to protect this museum.
Huh. You might be right. Maybe it is Nick's time to shine.
Daytime in a high school.
Coming through!
A curly-haired boy runs through the halls.
Out of the way!
He bumps his way past other students, then he wheels ahead on a skateboard. Leaping over a table, he gets distracted by a dark-haired girl with an instrument case on her back. He lands butt-first on the board, then crashes into a wall of lockers.
Are you okay?
Yeah, hi Mia. What brings you here to this side of the hallway?
I'm auditioning for jazz band next fall. Aren't you?
Mr. DJ Perfect Pitch.
Wow, you can correctly identify any note in any song at any time, and suddenly you've got a nickname.
I think it's cool. Oh, you dropped an orange.
Yeah, my mom makes me take a piece of fruit whenever I leave the house, and she texts me to make sure I ate it. That's her now. Orange, you getting hungry? Okay, that's not embarrassing.
Fruit jokes, very mom.
So, I heard you got a summer job. At a yogurt place?
Yeah, it was that or play bass in a subway station for loose change and unsolicited criticism.
Cool. I mean, yogurt's cool. Otherwise it would melt. High five for yogurt! Never mind. Don't know why I did that. So, since you're gonna be here for the summer, maybe you want to, maybe one night, you know, go on,
Wait, I forgot I'm late for my-
Nick Daly!
This is your last call. I'm waiting.
Sorry, Miss Montefusco.
He goes tumbling through the music room.
I'm auditioning for jazz band in the fall.
I didn't know you played an instrument.
Well, technically, I don't.
You're a singer?
No.
Deck crew?
No.
Tech crew?
Uh-uh.
Composer?
No.
Roadie?
Nope.
Stand mover upper downer?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure you're in the right room? Because that last one wasn't even a thing.
Actually, I'm a DJ.
A DJ?
I know this may seem a little out there, but I have this idea to accompany the band. I'd start with a classic jazz loop and mix it with a vaporwave thing with some microtonality and 2-against-3 polyrhythms.
A what?
It's a multitonal polywave that, never mind the technical name. There's a little bit of a buildup, but wait till you hear the bass drop.
He pulls a DJ tablet and speaker out of his backpack.
Okay, here we go.
A guitarist bursts in.
I'm right on time for my audition slot, Miss Montefusco! Cause everyone knows being on time is cool! What's up, Rick?
Hi, Bodhi. It's Nick, and your low E string is a quarter tone off.
Wait your turn, Bodhi. Nick here was just in the middle of convincing me to add a DJ to jazz band.
A jazz band DJ? That sounds so... not normal.
Let's give him a chance, Bodhi. It takes guts to try something with such a high chance of failure. To risk that kind of embarrassment, he must be extremely confident in his abilities.
I'm okay. Here we go. Sorry, that was the wrong one. Wait! Forget it. This was a terrible idea.
Actually,
what was I thinking? I'm sorry I wasted your time and possibly broke your piano. I'll just take my leave. I mean, who says that, right? I'll be going now.
Nick, wait!
Miss Montefusco, I'm pretty sure it's Rick.
Yo, Nick. How'd the audition go?
Great, just great. I was so extremely confident in my abilities that I decided to quit and, you know, leave them wanting more.
Okay. So, you were saying something before you went in, how we're both gonna be here over the summer, and how maybe we should go on a...
Oh, what? No, I was just gonna wish you good luck.
Okay, well, have a great summer, I guess.
Yeah, bye. Such an idiot.
At night, Nick meets Larry in a sushi restaurant.
All right. Classic daily father-son dinner night, just like old times.
Yay, dinner.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about your audition, bud. How you holding up?
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't get in the band. I can't ask the girl I like out. I'm useless. It's like I step up to the free throw line, but I'm so afraid of missing the shot that I don't take it at all.
Oh, basketball metaphors. Okay, well, buddy, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Although, I guess if you're at the line, that's a free throw, so you have to take it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, speaking of taking a shot, what if I told you I got you the best summer job ever?
Is it at a beach resort? In St. Bart's?
What? No. Wait for it. Night guard at the museum!
What?
Nick spills tea and burns himself.
Ooh, that's hot!
Are you serious?
Yes! Now that I'm gonna be director of the Tokyo Museum, I need someone to take my place, and you're the only person who fits the bill.
It's just, I love hanging out with everyone at the museum, but a night guard is a big deal. I literally can't do anything right. You do not want me in charge of a museum, okay? I'll just mess it up.
Buddy, when have you ever messed anything up?
Nick's chopsticks go flying, smack him in the face, and trip a waiter. Larry hands him another pair.
Here.
Thanks. I don't know, Dad. Just because you did the job doesn't mean I can't. I'm not sure I've got what it takes.
Sure you do. You're a daily.
Nick flips a sushi roll into a customer's glass of water.
Anyway, look, Nikki, I know you've been knocked down a couple of times, but that's just because you're not seeing things through. You just need to get your confidence back, and I've got a hunch that this museum job will do just that.
How?
You're just gonna have to trust me on this. That museum has a way of bringing things to life, and I'm not just talking about the exhibits. So what do you say?
Okay, but I'm pretty sure Mom has other plans.
Oh, trust me. Your mother and I have co-parenting down to a science, and she is going to love this museum idea.
At home, I don't love this museum idea. Nope!
I'm telling you, Erica, this is a good idea.
Larry, have you ever noticed that all of your ideas revolve around the museum?
Nick, could you give us a minute?
Sure.
Nick stands there, thumbing through his phone. His parents frown and stare.
Oh, I thought you guys were gonna go somewhere else. Okay, yeah, no, I'll just go work on my music, which will never be appreciated by anyone.
He goes upstairs to his room. Then a bass beat makes the lights flicker and the furniture jump. Night Guard? Do you really think that's gonna help Nick become a confident and capable adult? He doesn't even return my fruit texts.
What? Look, I know he's got some growing up to do, but I think this job is precisely what he needs.
She juggles falling pictures.
Along with a soundproof room.
How is Nick supposed to learn how to lead people if he's all alone in a museum?
No, he won't be alone. There's a big, fun, you know, night crew.
He catches falling items. Night crew? I really think we should sign Nick up for the Genius Entrepreneurship Enrichment Camp.
You realize that spells geek, right?
Oh, right. Well, math is the new sports. Look, Larry...
Erica, you remember what I was like before we split up? I was not my best self. I just wasn't. But that museum job, it changed me for the better. And I think it'll change Nick, too.
You know what, Larry? You're right. You did change. And I don't know how or why, but working there turned your life around. Almost like magic.
Watch it.
They catch a falling painting.
Yeah, almost.
You know, you and I didn't always see eye to eye as a couple. But you've always been a good dad. If you think this will help Nick, I'm willing to give it a try.
Thank you. For what it's worth, we still make a pretty good team.
Yeah. But if anything happens to my sweet baby boy, I will go to Japan and personally throw you into Mount Fuji!
That's fair.
Upstairs, Nick works a mixing board and turntables with his eyes closed and headphones on. Won't say it twice. You're here today, so celebrate. Larry enters the room.
Nicky, was that all you? Bud, you've got real talent.
Thanks, but no one's ever going to hear it.
Well, how about a little good news? Mom said yes! You start tomorrow!
Cool.
Hey, if I can do it, I know you can. You'll be fine. Because if anything happens to you, your mom's going to kill me. But it won't. This is your shot, kid. Here. You're going to need it.
The flashlight.
It's yours now. I believe in you, Nicky.
That makes one of us.
Another evening, Nick rides his skateboard through a puddle and along a sidewalk to the museum, where he falls and lands on his back. He rushes through the revolving doors and finds McPhee waiting.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Nick Daly, my new night watchman, right on time at 3 minutes late.
Sorry, Dr. McPhee.
Look, the only reason I agreed to give you this position is because your late father...
My father's still alive.
I know, but he was always late, just like you are right now. Anyway, he assured me you'd be a responsible replacement. My feeling is that you won't be, because I inherently distrust and dislike teenagers.
Dang it. That slipped out.
Oh, no.
The T-Rex skeleton comes to life.
Okay, well, you probably have important museum doctor stuff to do, so...
Oh, Rexy!
Rexy freezes as McPhee turns to look.
That was weird. You're a weird boy, and you make me uncomfortable. If anything happens to my priceless exhibits, it's coming out of your paycheck. And please don't do anything fireable tonight.
McPhee leaves. Rexy nudges Nick as he locks the doors.
Okay! He's gone!
Night Guard! Yeah!
Hey, everybody!
A lioness arrives with a monkey on her back, wearing a Hun crown.
Nice to see you too, Dexter.
The Huns arrive.
Here's your crown back, Attila.
Who the heck?
Attila slaps him on the back.
You're welcome!
The Huns chase the lioness and monkey. Then the jungle man zooms in on a rolling chair propelled by a fire extinguisher.
Very inventive, Ba. But please put the extinguisher back when you're done with it.
Teddy and the indigenous woman arrive on horseback.
It's great to see you again, Nick.
What a fantastic idea to hire you for this position. I wonder whose idea that was, huh?
Right. Oh,
You have some foam on your nose.
Oh.
We're thrilled that you will be carrying on the daily tradition. Not daily as in daytime, daily as in your last name. Obviously, you will be working at night. I'll stop talking now so you can speak.
It'll be great to hang out with you guys every night. I just hope I'm up to the job.
Of course you are. All you need is grit, moxie.
Stonehead.
Give me gum gum, dum dum, son son.
My name's Nick, and I don't have gum.
You do now, because you stepped in some sum.
I'm just gonna block him out.
Nicola! No! Never turn your back on comp.
Joan rides an ostrich.
We must have the courage to face our enemies, not bury our heads in the sand like the cowardly ostrich.
Not everything is about you, Gigi.
Allons-y! Yeah!
Right. Thanks, Joan. Good advice. She scares me a little.
I know, right?
The cowboy and Roman are raiding a candy machine.
Just as the Roman army was emboldened to take Carthage, we shall now take that giant candy bar! Charge!
He leaps up to the candy hatch. The door swings back and knocks him away. The cowboy flings his lasso. It bounces off the front and flops down.
Oh. Jedediah! Octavius! You guys are gonna need a longer rope. Or some cash.
He inserts a coin, buys a chocolate bar, and sets it on the floor.
Want me to unwrap it for you?
That won't be necessary, Nicholas. I am a master swordsman, trained in the elite Praetorian Guard.
He attacks a wrapper with his tiny sword.
Maybe you could just rip the corner a little.
Nick rips it open, then Octavius chops off two chunks for himself and Jedediah.
I love me my nougats.
Nick, we have a surprise for you. In honor of your first night at the museum, we all got you gifts. Mine is my old glasses case.
Thanks, Teddy, but I don't wear glasses. Also, somebody shot this?
That case saved me from an assassin's bullet. I consider it a good luck charm, and I'd like you to have it. Of course, now and again I'll need to borrow it to put my glasses in, or sometimes mints. I keep mints in it also, a little secret.
Attila hugs Nick and cracks his back.
Here, Nick.
Aw, thanks, Sacagawea. Authentic Shoshone Indian beads.
Actually, they're from the gift shop. I also got you this poster.
Ah, a poster of your museum.
Our museum.
Thanks.
The monkey arrives with a banana.
Hey, Dexter. Is that banana for me?
Law grabs it and Dexter slaps him. Law takes a swing at Dexter and trips. A mop and bucket fall on his head.
Law unscathed.
I've been reading Law the Dictionary, trying to build his vocabulary.
Sacagawea, adequate teacher.
Hey guys, my dad's calling. Say hi, everybody.
I am not your father, Law. We've covered this.
So? How's the Tokyo Museum?
It's pretty cool. They got a robot here that gives tours.
Welcome to the Tokyo Museum.
And the toilets? Smarter than I am.
Welcome to the toilet.
Anyway, you know the rule.
Yeah, the tablet brings everything to life, and everyone's got to be in the museum by sunrise or they turn to dust.
Established that.
Right. But just one more thing. Don't forget to lock the basement.
The basement?
Nick imagines a door opening in the spooky basement.
Sure, no problem.
Right, but before you do that, I'm gonna need you to go down through the basement and lock the loading dock.
Ooh. Nick imagines going through the basement door, downstairs, and through a passageway to an open door with green mist seeping out.
Do I have to, Dad?
Hey, gang, can you give me and my son a moment?
Yeah, sure.
These are the moments you remember.
Hands and cradle, roger that.
We'll be over here looking at something else.
Nikki, I know you've always been afraid of the basement, and that's okay because there's some seriously scary stuff down there, but this is the most important part of the job. Sometimes new exhibits come in, and they could be dangerous.
Okay, got it.
You're going to be fine, buddy, all right? I know the museum's in good hands with you because you're not just my son, you're the best person I know. And you can do anything, specifically starting with locking the loading dock, I would advise. Oh, gotta go. I tried ordering pizza in Japanese.
And some delivery guy just showed up with several tanks of lobsters. So,
bye, Dad.
All right, Nick, here we go. Your first big charge as the night guard. We're all counting on you to keep us safe.
Okay, off to the basement. Off I go. What could go wrong?
He'll be all right.
right?
Oh, he'll be fine. You heard the man. What could go wrong?
Nick shines his flashlight down the basement stairs, then walks through the passageway.
Come on, Nick. You're the night guard now, and you just gotta lock the loading dock.
Overhead lights flicker, then go out.
Don't be scared. It's really scary in here. Just don't be scared.
Eyes glow in a painting.
Dad said the one thing I have to do is lock the loading dock. And that's all I gotta do. That's it. Because I'm the night guard, and it's my job to lock the loading dock.
Glowing eyes follow him.
Gotta get through this.
A mask falls from the wall and lands on his head.
Get it off! Goodbye! Okay, how hard can this be?
A ring full of keys and several locks.
Nuts. Come on, come on! What was that?
Looking through a keyhole, he sees green light seeping from the large crate.
Whoops! Stupid keys! Which key is it?
Giant teeth push on a door from the other side, and an armored figure marches forward. Nick props a mask against the door handle.
Well, good enough!
He backs away, trips, and falls. He shuts off his flashlight, then runs back upstairs. Masks and statues stored in the passageway come to life.
I love messing with the new guys.
You think we were too much?
Nah. Why should the gang upstairs have all the fun?
A skittering mouse tickles the mask at the door. The mask falls and the door cracks open. On the loading dock, the teeth, the figure, and other creatures hide as Common Ra bursts out of the crate.
Behold! As written by Anubis in the Book of the Dead, I, Kamun Ra, have returned.
He strikes a powerful pose.
Time to commence my plan to rule the world.
He falls on his face.
Oh, which is going to have to wait a sec because my foot's asleep.
Wake up, foot. Wake up. I command you to stop tingling.
Upstairs, Nick rushes to the lobby with sweat dripping off his face.
Well, all done locking the loading dock. With locks!
Flying birds startle him.
So, how did it go?
Oh dear, why are you so sweaty?
Global warming?
Oh, come on! Who knew burning coal would lead to all this?
The loading dock door opens wide and papers fly off the lobby desk.
Whoa. Did someone turn on a fan?
Oh, I'm sure Wooly just broke some wind.
The mammoth gives him a look.
Well, no judgment here, but let's clean these up. Can't have a mess my first night on the job.
Wait! There's something missing.
Well, it's not the locked loading dock door. That's not missing, because I locked it.
No, the tablet! The tablet is missing!
Come on, guys. If we don't find that tablet, everyone in this museum is in danger.
She's right. Let's go!
Bully!
Oh, no. Where could it be? Who could have taken it?
Kamun Ra steps forward with a tablet.
I did. That's right, Larry. I'm back. And you look different. Have you had work done?
Larry's my dad. Who are you supposed to be?
Zip it, son of Larry.
He picks up Nick.
You will refer to me as Kamun Ra, King of Kings.
He throws Nick.
Nick!
Your father thought he defeated me, but I'm back with a vengeance.
Where did you even come from?
The basement. Duh.
Oops.
I thought you locked it.
I did! Okay, I heard a scary noise and I chickened out.
That was me! I was the scary noise!
I was trying this new guttural thing. Well, it worked better with the acoustics in the basement. And now that I have the tablet, I'll use it to awaken my army of the underworld.
That sounds bad.
Oh, it is bad.
He throws artifacts.
And don't interrupt me.
The others catch them.
I'll rule the world and...
Dude, just give me back the tablet.
You did it again. You interrupted me. Oh, I want to kill you so many times.
He throws a vase and Attila catches it.
Kamun Ra.
Attila charges with his sword. Kamun Ra ducks away and the sword gets stuck in a pillar.
As I was saying, I'll rule the world and everyone will bow to me. Kamun Ra out!
Quick! He's headed to the Hall of Miniatures!
Jedediah and Octavius are ready with a catapult.
Where do you think you're going, tough guy?
Feel the wrath of my mighty sword! Fire!
Jedediah triggers the catapult and Octavius goes flying through the air with his sword raised. He lands at Kamun Ra's foot and pokes it with his tiny sword.
Ow! Fie on my penchant for sandals!
There he is! Oh.
Get back here so I can stab you in the other foot!
Come on, guys.
Charge!
Nick charges forward with Jedediah and Octavius in his shirt pocket and the rest of the team at his side. Kamun Ra pushes over a pillar.
Ooh, thank the god of personal training. And with power like that, you'll never stop me from taking revenge on all those who doubted me. Especially you, Daddy. You wouldn't let me be king of Egypt. But forget Egypt. I'll be king of the world.
Poster of a pharaoh king.
Well, you can take the boy out of the underworld, but you can't take the underworld out of the boy.
He's headed for the Africa exhibit. Quick, I know a shortcut.
Kamun Ra dodges creatures as he runs.
Out of my way, you lame ducks. Later, alligator. Too slow, cheetah. Not today, Mufasa. Nothing clever to say for a moose.
The team chases after him.
Come on, we've got to stop that freaky pharaoh.
Technically, he's not a pharaoh. He was passed over for his younger brother because he's an unstable tyrant.
Kamun Ra encounters Joan.
Intruder! Surrender or taste the blade of Joan of Arc!
Oh, really?
Let's dance.
A sword fight.
No dancing, only fighting with swords!
Silly knight, that was a metaphor!
The only metaphor I need is to literally vanquish you in battle!
Metaphors are literally not literal!
Dexter watches from a tree.
Fine, how about after I slay you?
Dexter eats a banana.
I dance on your grave!
No! There's no dancing! I was just trying to roast you!
Dexter throws the peel on the floor.
Well, in that case, you're too late.
Kamun Ra slips on the banana peel and drops the tablet.
I was burned at the stake 600 years ago.
I didn't mean literally!
Quick! Grab the tablet!
Kamun Ra runs towards the tablet. Dexter sits on it and raises his hand for a slap. Kamun Ra throws Dexter and he lands in Nick's arms.
Yes! World domination, here I come!
La zooms in on his rolling chair.
Give La tablet!
Well, since you asked so nicely,
say!
La smashes into a button, then a gate crashes down, separating Kamun Ra from the team.
Yes, just like I planned it from the beginning. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Rexy is behind him.
It's you. Was going extinct once not enough for you?
Rex roars.
Eat him, Rexy! Eat him!
No! Don't eat me! Or it'll be a real short movie!
Rexy whips his tail and Kamun Ra goes flying out to the street.
Ah, made it out completely unscathed!
The tablet hits him on the head.
Oh yeah, that's solid gold.
Ah, he's getting away! We need to figure out how to open this.
Jedediah loads the lock with dynamite.
I'm gonna blow this puppy to kingdom come! Everybody stand by! Fire in the hole!
We are going to need a bigger cowboy.
Hey! Wait. I have the keys.
He unlocks the gate, then grabs his backpack.
You're in charge, Rexy.
He leads the team out to the street.
Where did he go?
Wait! I'm having a vision.
Oh, right. I forgot Joan has those mystical visions.
We are chasing Kamun Ra through a hallway of color. But wait! He slips and bumps into George Washington.
That's ridiculous. How are we supposed to find George Washington in New York City?
His picture appears on an art museum truck.
That's how.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
The Metropolis Art Museum. But that's across town, and we don't have all night. You know the deal. At sunrise, we turn to dust.
Come on. I've got an idea.
Riding the subway, they all sit in silence.
Oh, are you all cosplaying for the comic book convention in town?
Oh, really? You think I'm weird? There's a man over there dressed as a pirate feeding a churro to a lizard.
Atta girl, aren't you a pretty ballerina? You walked the plank right into my heart.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, she'd never make it as a real ballerina.
Meanwhile, Kamun Ra arrives at the art museum. He shines the tablet through glass doors to statues in the entrance hall.
I've made it! Finally. Awaken, my loyal subjects.
Nefertiti.
I'm alive.
Sphinx.
I'm alive.
Armless goddess.
I'm still broken. Oh, and my nose itches. Ooh.
Egyptian queen Nefertiti lets Kamun Ra in.
Aw, look what the Sphinx dragged in. Welcome, your highness.
About time. I'm freezing, and this is my summer tunic. Yes, my destiny is so close I can feel it. And my kingly instincts tell me it's this way.
Though the map does say it's that way. Well, let's just go with the map.
Oof, the Book of the Dead warned us about this jerk coming back. Well, I'm gonna go grab a latte.
The team arrives to see the exhibits have come to life.
Well, Kamen Rod definitely brought the tablet here.
Ooh-wee! This place is big.
Everything is big to us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. How's Kamen Rod gonna get to ancient Egypt from an art museum?
Of course! The Temple of Dendor!
Dendor?
Not Dendor, Dendor. It's an ancient Egyptian temple on exhibit here. Nick, just as the tablet brings us to life, it can bring any art exhibit to life as well. The tablet's magic will allow Kamen Rod to enter the temple and go back to ancient Egypt.
What? How is that possible? He's gonna time travel?
Kamen Rod could use the art in the temple as a portal, just like La is doing with Whistler's mother. La, stop that!
Get out of my house, you half-brute!
Unpleasant, distressing, alarming, calamitous!
Maybe I should take back that dictionary.
Nick, if Kamen Ra goes back to ancient Egypt, who knows what terror he could unleash? As Law would say, everybody go...
I can't believe this is happening. Why couldn't I have a normal summer job? You know, one without a maniac who rose from the dead to cause an apocalypse? Is that too much to ask? We don't even know which way he went.
He went that way.
Wow. How do you know?
Because I am an expert in tracking, surviving, outwitting, and also I can see him right over there.
Stupid map!
Let's get him!
It's going to be one of those days.
Charge!
Teddy leads the chase.
It's too fast!
Maybe you're just too slow.
Ha ha! Kamen Ra, how do you like oil paintings?
His sword pierces a painting and oil spills out. Kamen Ra slides and enters a George Washington painting. George Washington's men capture him.
Don't worry, General Washington, we got him.
Let go of me, you Philistines!
There he is, crossing the Delaware.
Kamen Ra grabs George.
Oh, stand back, or Wig Boy gets it.
This is what I get for going to New Jersey.
Wait, I got an idea.
Nick tilts the painting.
We're going down, man.
The river water pours out and carries everyone down the hall. They end up standing in puddles.
Those halfwits are never going to quit.
I must find some way to get rid of them. Oh, it's time for backup.
The ultimate backup.
As Kamen Ra enters an ancient Egypt pavilion, the doors seal behind him. Torches light up, and people in hieroglyphic pictures run away.
I summon you, O God of Gods, to rise!
Sizzling light travels from the tablet to a mountainous tomb.
Yes!
The top blows off, and green light erupts.
Who dares awaken me?
It is I. The great Kamen Ra, mighty Seth, God of Chaos, I need your assistance.
A shadowy form emerges from within. Then, a short creature in a huge beastly mask struggles to climb out.
Nearly, I can do it just...
Wow, you're not very godlike. Frankly, I'm a little underwhelmed.
A little help. Hello, anybody out there? Help me!
Kamen Ra catches him and sets him on the floor.
I thought I had it, but thank you. So... what can I do for...
Flames shoot out of his mask. He takes it off and reveals his small, beastly head.
Nice and corrected. I guess big things do come in small packages.
Hey, I'll have you know that I am the tallest in my whole family of jackal gods.
Fine, fine, I take it back. You're not little at all.
Good. Now, you said you needed my help. What's on your mind?
Well, you see, I have this ragtag collection of misfits that I need taken care of. Oh, that's them now.
They arrive at the sealed doors.
Come on out, Kamen Ra. We know you're in there.
Do me a solid and charbroil them, will you?
What's in it for Seth?
Together we will rule the world. With the power of this tablet, we can awaken the army of the dead and force mankind to bow to our every whim.
You are kind of a doofus, you know that? But I am down with ruling the world, that's for sure. You know it.
Nick tries the door.
It won't budge.
It blasts open from within.
Whoa, what is that?
Your demise, Lesser Larry. Meet Seth, the God of Chaos.
Hey.
The God of Chaos is named Seth? Shouldn't you have a scarier name? Like...
Okay, Seth works. We're cool.
Destroy them!
Lightning shoots from Seth's eyes.
Are you kidding me? How are we supposed to escape if you can't even hit them?
Hey, I am the god of chaos. If you wanted accuracy, you should have woken up the god of always hitting stuff he aims at.
He blasts a circle of lightning.
What? He's a real god. No, he is. He's a friend of mine. I will introduce you to him one day.
Pillars fall down.
No, enough of this child's play. This will keep them busy as we make our escape.
He awakens a giant scorpion.
Great Scott.
They don't call me the Scorpion Whisperer for nothing.
The scorpion's stinging tail sags.
I don't think he hurt you. He just needs a little dose of chaos!
Seth shoots lightning at the scorpion. Now its tail and claws glow.
Run! Great! Now we're being hunted by a giant god pirate scorpion!
We must get out of sight.
There!
They hide behind a photo cutout board and look through the face holes. Then they duck as a scorpion passes.
What are we gonna do? Let's sneak out while the scorpion is looking the other way.
Nick, silence!
It's a fruit text for my mom! She's reminding me to eat my apple.
You've got to be joking.
The scorpion rips the cutout board apart and aims its tail at Nick. He rolls out of the way, then Attila and Joan attack it with their swords.
I respect all living things, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Sacagawea kicks it, then tumbles back. Law throws a pedestal.
You stop, stingbug!
It grabs Law and throws him. Teddy wields his sword and gets tossed to the floor. Attila grabs the tail and gets hurled into a gate.
Ouchie.
You've heard of the slice of life? This is the opposite!
Joan slices its belly open with her sword. Then it aims for Dexter and pierces its own back with its tail. Green lightning spews out and destroys it.
Stingbug go brrrr. That classic Law.
Worst first night ever.
A pharaoh carved on an archway.
Uh-oh. Hello, son.
Oh, it's you again, father. Your image seems to be carved on everything. Why do you get to be in all the museums and not me?
You really want to have this conversation now?
No, whatever. It doesn't matter, because I'm about to be the most powerful pharaoh ever!
Seth.
Oh, so this whole thing is because you have daddy issues. You should try a therapist. It's much cheaper than all this nonsense.
Kamun Ra aims the tablet at a painting of pyramids in a desert.
Now, with this magical tablet, we shall go back to ancient Egypt and make all our dreams come true.
They enter the painting.
Hopefully not all our dreams. I keep having this one dream where I'm trying to play the violin, and it's made of bugs, and I'm riding this, like, weird slug cat thing.
Teddy.
Here it is. The Temple of Dendur. Walk carefully, team. He could be anywhere.
Whoa.
Kamun Ra's done it. He's traveled back to ancient Egypt. And now we must follow him into almost certain doom.
Oh no, this is bad. Oh, this is very, very bad. This is very, 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 very...
Dexter slaps Nick.
And now it's bad and my face hurts.
Is it bad? Or is it your chance to show Kamun Ra what you're really made of?
Still going with bad. Okay, we have about 4 hours until sunrise before you'll turn to dust. I hope this works.
Hey, my first portal!
They enter the painting.
Come on, Kamun Ra couldn't have gone far.
Man, this sand is super hard to walk in.
It will be stuck in our shoes for days, but that will be a luxury to look forward to if we survive all of this.
Ahead of them, Kamun Ra and Seth draw near to a river.
Oh, well, we're closer, but we've still got a long way to go.
Looks like we'll have to walk.
Oh, good. You know, I like walking and talking. This will give us time to get to know each other better. How many times have you come back to life? For me, oh, a gazillion times. The first time,
The team crosses a sand dune.
I think I smell Kamun Ra's musk. Have we picked up his tracks?
No, not yet. That wind back there must have covered them up.
Are you serious? We're in the middle of ancient Egypt. We're never gonna find him.
Nicholas, what's wrong?
Looks like Nick's got a little hitch in his giddy-up.
Sorry, it's just... I'm not cut out for this. I'm only 18. I'm just a stupid kid who's in way over his head.
Do not say that, Nick. When I was 18, I led the French army to victory over the English.
And I was only 14 when I led the Lewis and Clark expedition.
And I was just 30 when I helped Rome claim victory in the Battle of Carthage.
And Law discovered fire when he was 11.
In a flashback, Law rubs sticks together. He starts a fire, then sets himself on fire.
Fire burn.
I know the feeling.
Look, I get it. You guys are amazing. That's why you're in a museum. But I'm not like you, okay? Things don't work out for me. I blew it with the girl I like. Nobody wants to listen to my music. And oh, by the way, I unleashed an ancient god bent on destroying the world. Every time I get a chance to do something cool, I always mess it up.
Oh, come on, Nick. That's not true. You give up on yourself way too easily. You can do this. Your father stood up to Common Ra, and so can you.
But I'm not my dad. I'm not a hero like him or you guys.
Nick, you have your own gifts that make you strong. You just need to believe in yourself, like we do.
Now the question is, where is Common Ra?
Ah, I picked up his trail. He went that way.
All right, everyone, that way.
That way!
No, La. It's this way.
But you said that way!
At night, a crescent moon shines down on Kamun Ra and Seth.
And you know what's weird? Every time I come back to life, I put on, like, 15 pounds.
Please stop talking.
Maybe it's the stress.
Oh, boat! Finally! Quick, we'll take it down the Nile.
Seth sneezes and his laser eyes blast the boat.
Okay, we'll take that boat. Seriously, you should cover your eyes when you sneeze.
He puts a tablet in the boat, then he and Seth climb in. They laugh maniacally while Common Ra paddles them down the river.
They've taken the river.
Then we'll follow them by boat.
Oh, thou no like water.
Come on, gang, don't dawdle, all aboard.
They board two boats at the shore, then paddle away. Nick struggles and gets tired.
Why are we going so slow?
La is paddling backwards.
This way, La.
Oh, ha! This way.
Attila turns him and they pick up speed. Moonlight sparkles on the water as they enter a narrow inlet.
Oh, this reminds me of my days paddling down the Little Missouri River. One day, I came across a gaggle of impressionable youths and I thought, I bet they'd love to hear a chapter from my exhilarating adventures. And in the midst of a tale where I caught a buffalo to play shuffleboard, I turned and realized those rapscallions had stolen my boat.
We're going slow again.
That's because Teddy stopped paddling to tell a long-winded story about being long-winded.
Sorry, I use my hands when I talk.
Oh boy, at this rate, we'll never catch up to Common Ra.
Wait! I see something. A vision.
Another vision? What do you see?
It's about you, Nick, and whether or not you will defeat Common Ra.
Really? Do I?
I see Common Ra. He is using the tablet to release an ultimate evil. But Nick and Common Ra face off and...
And? Do I win?
I don't know. The vision ended. Now all I see is Las hairy back.
What's wrong, Ra?
Dinosaur!
You're imagining things, buddy. Dinosaurs have been extinct for millions of years.
He says we're in ancient Egypt, not the Jurassic period.
Wait, that's no dinosaur. That's a Nile crocodile, just like the one in the museum.
La falls in and the croc swims after him.
Fear not, La. Help is on the way. I've never wrestled a crocodile, but I did wrestle a bear once. I was taking my morning constitutional on a hiking trail in Yellowstone.
Teddy, will you stop it? La's drowning.
Me forgot. Me no swim.
He sinks below the surface and grabs a hold of the croc's tail. The frightened croc leaps over a boat, causing Teddy, Joan, and Sacagawea to fall in. The croc flings La down the river, then it circles back.
Grab the oar!
They all end up in one boat.
Is everyone okay?
No, everyone but La!
The croc takes off after La.
Hey, I think I have an idea. Attila, quick! Can you get me over there? On second thought, I changed my mind!
Attila flings Nick to a branch.
La, grab my hand! That's your hand!
Oh!
La grabs Nick's hand and jams the croc's mouth open with his feet. The branch snaps back and he lands on top of Nick. They both fall in the water. Then the team rescues them.
We did it! Is it gone?
Ah, no!
The croc smashes the boat and everyone lands in the river. The croc goes after Nick. Teddy pulls him to the shore. Then the team forms a line of defense.
Back off, croc!
Yeah!
Uh-huh!
I'll become my next pair of boots.
The croc backs into the water and disappears.
Nick, that was incredible! You saving Law and all of that!
Yeah, but our boats are destroyed and we lost Kamenra. There's no way we're gonna catch up to him before sunrise. And it's all my fault. I doomed us all.
Well, this reminds me of the time.
Teddy!
I know. I ramble.
Back to Kamun Ra and Seth.
At long last, we've arrived at the Temple of the Sun! We're one step closer to ruling the world. Oh, great Ra, God of the Sun, I, Kamun Ra, King of Kings, request to enter your...
Who dares to step upon the grounds of this sacred temple?
Me, Birdbrain, the God of Chaos!
Seth smashes a vase and shoots lightning around.
Stop it! You're embarrassing me!
I'm not with him.
Never mind. I'm sorry that I asked. The door's that way. Just go.
The magnificent falcon Ra is perched atop the temple.
Yes, the door to the ultimate treasure.
Only the keenest of intellects can decipher how to open it.
Seth sneezes and blasts a hole through a wall.
You're really a train wreck, you know that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, at least we're in. Should be smooth sailing from here.
He falls through a trap door.
Looks like this place is booby-trapped.
Thanks for the heads up! Now get me out of here!
Get me out of here, please, is how we say it like a big boy.
Meanwhile, out in the desert.
Great. Now we're lost in the desert with no idea where to go. Do you think I can get GPS in ancient Egypt?
Wait, Nick. Look what's on the horizon.
The temple.
I think he went this way.
No way!
Huh? Ah, no! This way!
Ah, this way.
A hippo nearly eats him.
You really gotta watch where you're going, La. You wanna be alive for the end of the world, don't you?
Of course he does. We all do. Except for the end of the world part.
Strange. I'm having deja vu. When I fought for France, it felt as if I was fighting to prevent the world from ending. Except back then, I was all alone.
This time it's different, Joan. You're not alone. You have friends who've got your back.
And I have yours, mon ami.
Nick checks the timer on his phone. They have an hour and 37 minutes left.
Look, Nick! It's Kamun Ra's boat! He must be here at the Temple of the Sun! Isn't it magnificent?
Aw, thanks.
You are not too bad yourself.
Ra greets them.
Come on, everyone! Not a second to lose!
They spot the hole in the wall.
Ah, it appears they've already let themselves in.
Jedediah and Octavius remain in Nick's pocket.
Wait, this place is mustier than Sunday bridges on a Friday polecat.
Is that a real thing, or do you just make that stuff up?
I make them up. I'm not really sure what a polecat is, but it sounds cowboyish. Am I right?
Hey, Kamun Ra was here not too long ago. We're gaining on them.
We've got to catch them before sunrise and we turn to dust. Come on!
Wait, look. I've seen these hieroglyphs before. On the tablet! And these, I'm pretty sure they're ancient musical notes. I knew the tablet brought everything to life, but I didn't know it played music.
I guess your dad was right. You are a musical genius.
He said that? I mean, yeah, no, of course. Dads are supposed to say stuff like that. Doesn't mean anything. Anyway, what does this mean?
It appears the tablet is a key to opening the sarcophagus.
Oh, with three sacred cords, Kamun Ra can summon his soldiers from the underworld.
We must stop him before he reaches the top chamber of the temple!
We have 1 hour left. There's still time to fix this. Let's go!
They see footprints in a passageway.
Aha! These tracks are fresh. They must be close. And watch where you step, everyone. There could be booby traps.
Booby.
Attila steps on a loose stone.
Duke!
He said duck!
Pretty sure he said Duke.
Sacagawea yanks Nick away from a volley of arrows.
From now on, everyone stay close.
Law presses his nose to Nick's.
Too close?
Nick pushes him away.
Okay, monkey. We watch for trap. What?
Oh, fire! Help, sea trap! Good idea, monkey.
Law pulls on a torch. The wall turns and pulls him into a secret chamber. A mummy falls out of a dusty closet and the bandages wrap around Dexter.
Ghost!
Law scurries up a stairway and Dexter follows, his arms reaching like a mummy. Meanwhile, in a grand hall.
You know, I really like what they did with the columns here. Very Third Dynasty.
Seriously, must we stop at every room?
You know, I may be the god of chaos, but I am such a sucker for interior design.
The team arrives.
Akka! Hiya, Kamun Ra!
Oh, you again? Blast them!
Give us the tablet, Kamun Ra! You're outnumbered.
You're right. I'll just have to even the odds then. Statue warriors of death. Consider yourselves my new bodyguards. You never had a chance, son of Larry.
Gigantic warriors with hawk heads and red eyes come to life.
Aw, man, what are we supposed to do now?
Come on, Octavius. Nick needs a major pick-me-up, and us two buckaroos need to flim-flam those sham-shams.
I understood about 40% of that.
But I believe what you are saying is that it is time for us to save the day.
Yeah! A warrior smashes the floor and they tumble through a hole.
I hate being small!
Yes, it's a huge inconvenience!
They land in a chamber with a terrifying hairless cat standing over them. Back to the grand hall.
Enough speaking softly, Nick. Bring out the big stick!
Charging, they evade the warrior's mighty staffs. Attila and Joan leap up and smash the red jewels in one warrior's eyes. He falls on his back and is immobilized.
It's the eyes! Go for the eyes!
Sacagawea kicks a red jewel out of the other warrior's eye socket. He falters and drops his staff. Meanwhile, in the cat's chamber, the cat suddenly backs away, trembling. Jedediah and Octavius turn to see a cobra snake bearing its hood and its fangs. In the grand hall, Sacagawea yanks on the warrior's other eye and he throws her to the floor.
Nick, a little help?
Okay, Nick, you got this. Just take the shot. What's the worst that could happen? No, you know what? What's the best that could happen?
Hey, Hawkeye, looking for this?
He holds the warrior's missing eye. Back to the cat's chamber.
I never thought that we'd go out as a bite-sized snack for two Egyptian house pets.
If we're gonna be tater tots, hopefully your fancy armor will give them a tummy ache.
Jedediah, you sweet, simple genius! Take on this, foul serpent!
He throws his helmet into the snake's mouth. Then, Jedediah ties it shut.
Don't forget to swallow! Yeah!
The snake chokes and gags. Then it spits out a goopy helmet.
Oh, it's nasty!
And don't come back!
Now the cat closes in. It licks them affectionately.
Ah, your tongue is like a cactus.
Oh, and you could really use a mint.
In the grand hall, Nick runs away from the warrior. Nick notices a wall panel full of arrows and a loose floor tile.
Yes! Hey, Count Hocula!
He smashes the jeweled eye on the tile.
Duke!
The arrows are launched into the warrior's good eye, and he falls.
Did I say Duke? I meant Duck.
Kaboom! Bravo, Nicholas! Now let's go get the bad guy.
Now Kamun Ra and Seth.
This is it.
They reach the sarcophagus.
The moment of my revenge against the world that doubted me!
The pharaoh is carved on a wall.
Especially you, Daddy!
Oh, you embarrass me.
Why do I always get teamed up with bad guys with unresolved childhood trauma? You should want to be evil for you, not for him.
It doesn't matter. My time has come. It's the beginning of the end!
Well, which is it? Is it the beginning or is it the end?
What? It's both. Obviously, the end has a beginning. It has to start somewhere.
Can you remind me never to time travel with you again? It's exhausting.
Kamun Ra, stop! Don't do it! This can mean the end of everything!
Not according to him. He says it's just the beginning.
Everyone shut up! Once I insert the tablet into the sarcophagus with three simple chords, my army will rise!
Seth blasts him.
Oh, I mean our army. That hurts like you wouldn't believe.
Well, maybe next time you should be more considerate.
Kamun Ra sets the tablet in the sarcophagus.
Come on, we can't let that bully play those chords.
Bully!
I mean, yes, I agree.
Don't let them near the tablet.
Bonus points if you kill them.
Oh, this is gonna get messy, which I like.
Seth blasts the team and knocks everyone over.
Okay. First chord.
Kamun Ra refers to the symbols on the sarcophagus. Then he presses panels on the tablet.
One chord down.
And now for the second chord.
Joan shields Nick from a blast. Attila catches falling boulders and Sacagawea leaps over them.
And now for the moment I've been waiting for. The final chord.
No!
We're too late!
Only a miracle can save us now!
Kamun Ra looks up to see a giant hawk statue with an open beak. Law and Dexter come tumbling out. They land on Kamun Ra and knock him down. Dexter slaps him while he's down.
A monkey and a caveman shot out of that bird's mouth, and then he slapped you. What a twist!
Kamun Ra grabs Dexter by the tail and hurls him away.
All right, now for the final chord. Only Milko's favorite now.
Jedediah and Octavius ride the cat out of the statue's beak.
Get him, Carter!
A cowboy and a Roman riding a hellish cat. What are the odds of...
They run Seth over.
Now for the final chord.
Kamun Ra presses another panel. Rays of electric light shoot up from the sarcophagus, blast through the temple roof, and radiate in the night sky. Jackal soldiers with glowing eyes and jagged teeth emerge from a doorway.
Sicko!
The team huddles together, braced for a fight.
Remember, team, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in the dog. And don't even notice those dogs are humongous. I meant us dogs. We got a lot of fight. Never mind. Let's go.
They draw their weapons and battle the soldiers. Teddy holds off three with his sword. Then Sacagawea kicks them down. They stand back to back, ready for more. Law tackles one, then three confront him. Joan jumps off his back, then takes him down with her sword. Dexter slaps one across the face, then Law hurls it across the room. Attila stands there while soldiers bounce off of him. Riding the cat, Octavius slashes ankles, and Jedediah pulls soldiers down with his lasso.
Nice job, everyone! We've got him on the ropes!
Spoke too soon!
Yes! Attack, my minions! Attack!
More soldiers pour out of the sarcophagus. Law and Dexter, Octavius, and Jedediah are surrounded. Teddy, Attila, and Joan are disarmed. Nick takes a tumble.
There's too many of them, and they just keep coming!
Nick backs away from a soldier, drops his flashlight, and face plants. He picks up the flashlight, blocks a soldier, and kicks him away. The flashlight passes from one team member to the next, each one using it in battle.
Teddy!
This is why you never mess with a Rough Rider! Joan, catch!
I'm having a vision of me smacking you with this flashlight!
Law shines a light in his own eyes, then he topples into soldiers.
My eyes!
Jedediah and Octavius lasso the flashlight and swing it. Attila strikes the ground and causes a quake.
Sacagawea!
She wields it like a battle axe.
Nick, you're up!
Wow, I can't believe that actually worked.
The team rallies around Nick. They face off against more soldiers.
Come on, you lazy god! Destroy it all!
Okay, you asked for it!
Seth shoots lightning from his eyes all around the temple. Everyone scrambles as the floor cracks and crumbles beneath them.
Wow, glad I'm not on your bad side.
And let's keep it that way. No more calling me lazy. Very mean.
Team members leap over cracks and crevices and stand united once again. Nick dives away from another blast.
All right, Nick, think. If music brought them out, maybe music can put them back.
Cover me! I'm going for the tablet!
Nick, no! It's too dangerous!
I got us into this mess, and I'm gonna get us out!
Leaping over a deep crater, he disappears inside.
Nick!
Seriously? That was easy.
I'm not dead yet, Kamun Ra. Thanks to these inauthentic Shoshone gift shop beads.
He's okay!
Nick climbs out. Heading for the sarcophagus, he dodges more blasts. He hides behind a giant column. Seth strikes it with lightning, and it starts to crumble.
Hey, Seth! Laser eyes are pointless if you can't hit a target.
Oh, how dare you! Watch and admire. Concentrate. Control your breathing. Visualize your target. And...
shoot!
He blasts the base of the column, and it topples towards him. He jumps out of the way and dangles in a crevice.
I used my god powers to defeat myself? Who could have seen that coming?
Fine. Leave some of Larry.
Kamun Ra raises his curved sword.
To me!
Oh, boy.
Nick dodges the swinging blade. Then he attacks with his flashlight and drops it. Kamun Ra bats the flashlight into the hawk statue's open beak. He takes a run at Nick and falls on his face. Nick runs to the sarcophagus and studies the symbols.
Okay, the chords that released the army were a D minor augmented 7th and an A half diminished 7th and a C minor 9th. Maybe if I play them in reverse, the army will go back to where it came from.
The soldiers stop and look up.
What are you doing? Get away from there!
He flings his sword.
Just two more.
Soldiers climb out of the cracks and crevices.
That's quite enough!
Kamun Ra punches Nick, then he swings his sword.
This is it, Samafari. The beginning of your end!
He stabs Nick in the chest.
Nick!
Nick falls flat. His teammates slump in sorrow. Soldiers climb towards them.
Stay strong, everyone! We must avenge Nicholas!
Wait a minute.
The glasses case is in his jacket.
I'm all right. Thanks to Teddy's good luck charm.
All according to plan.
Well, yeah, more or less.
I don't care how many times you cheat death. Without these instructions, you'll never harness the power of the tablet.
He slashes the symbols.
Wait, maybe that's not the tablet I need.
Nick, this is no time to check for fruit decks.
Nick takes out his DJ tablet and speaker.
What on earth are you doing?
Ending this.
He strikes a chord on the keyboard on his DJ tablet.
No!
Kamun Ra trips, smashes into a column, and slides down.
Yes!
The sarcophagus doorway opens and sucks the soldiers in.
Nick, look out!
If I'm going back, you're coming with me!
Kamun Ra holds Nick in the doorway.
Hey, I'm okay! Did we win? Whoa! I am flying!
Seth's eyes shoot random blasts as he gets sucked along. He bumps Kamun Ra and they both go flying through the doorway.
This is the end of the end!
Kamun Ra latches onto Nick's leg.
Oh, no!
We got you, Nick.
The team hangs onto Nick.
You'll regret this, son of Larry!
The flashlight shakes loose from the hawk's beak and lands in Nick's free hand.
The name's Nick. Nick Daly. And I'm the new Night Guard!
He shines a light in Kamun Ra's face. Kamun Ra releases Nick and disappears in a void.
Looks like he's ancient history.
I hate you so much sometimes.
The temple crumbles around them.
Run!
Nick grabs the golden tablet and the DJ tablet. Ra's magnificent falcon statue falls and the temple disintegrates. Standing in the distance, the team watches a smoggy dust cloud rumble across the desert sand.
We did it, guys! We won! And we got the tablet. Uh-oh. It's sunrise.
We're not gonna make it back in time.
I'm afraid she's right. It's much too far.
Then, I guess this is au revoir. Although technically that means until I see you again, which is clearly not going to happen. But at least I can say I have friends like you.
Aww.
Come on, guys. There's gotta be something we can do.
Don't worry about us, son. The important thing is that you saved the world.
I'm so sorry. I messed everything up. I wish there was some way this stupid tablet could magically get us back to the museum. Wait a minute. Maybe there is.
He pulls the poster out of his backpack.
We're all going home together.
Ha ha! Genius, my boy! A portal to the museum!
They put the poster on a boulder and hold it in place with rocks.
Boy, am I glad I gave you that poster. Now let's go home.
All right, tablet, do your thing.
He points the golden tablet at the poster and a portal opens.
Come on now!
Huzzah!
They step through one by one. Teddy gives Nick a nod before following the others. Nick smiles, collects the tablet, and enters. Next, they swing through the museum's revolving doors.
Rexy, we're home!
Rexy wags his tail and tackles Nick.
Heel, Rexy, heel!
He squishes Nick, then throws him.
I missed you too, big guy.
We made it just in time.
Nanu.
He said, thank you for saving us, Nick.
Aw,
Danka Makatuka.
After putting us in terrible danger in the first place.
Attila hugs Nick and cracks his back.
Nick.
La presses Nick's face into his hairy armpit.
Bye-bye, son of Dada.
La.
Dexter slaps Nick.
Ow! Sheesh.
Nick, I had the vision again. You will defeat Kamun Ra. Oh, perhaps it was more of a memory. In any event, it's been an honor.
The ostrich comes running and gets in Nick's face. Joan mounts up.
I hold G away!
You did real good, partner.
Nicholas, you would have made a great commander in my day.
Giddy up, Tiger!
Jedediah and Octavius ride off on the cat. Nick answers his phone.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nicky. How'd your first night on the job go?
Oh, you know, it was nothing special. Kind of dull, really.
Oh, dull, was it? Okay, to be honest, things got a little crazy, and I...
Lawrence, you couldn't have found a better man to replace you. He's a chip off the old block.
Growing up among my people, the Shoshone, we learn at a young age that we all have a brave spirit. You just had to find yours. Take care, Nick.
She hugs him.
You too. Thank you. For everything.
As sunlight streams into Teddy's exhibit, he draws his sword, strikes a dramatic pose, and freezes in place.
I'm proud of you, Nick. I don't know what happened tonight, and frankly, I'm kind of afraid to ask, but it sounds like you did all right.
Thanks, Dad. I mean, the truth is, I hit a few snags here and there, but it's not like it was the end of the world. Okay, maybe it was almost the end of the world, but like... Oh, I gotta go. Dr. McPhee's here. Later.
Nick!
Oh, on the phone, are we? Oh, I hope the job's not interfering with your personal life.
Hi, Dr. McPhee! What's good? I was just...
Not interested. Anyway, everything looks good. No sign of mischief or other teenage shenanigans. You can go home now.
Wait a minute. What is that?
Oh, look, it's a cute little kitty statue.
Yeah, I found it when I was locking the loading dock, like I was supposed to.
Good find, Nick. I'll put it right here on your desk so you can look at it every night.
Gee, thanks.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to order some outfits for my new little kitty.
Nick heads for the revolving doors.
See you tonight, Rexy.
He tosses the flashlight as he walks.
But first, there's something I gotta do.
Later, Nick arrives in the school music room along with Mia and three other teenage musicians.
Oh, Nick, you're back. What can I do for you?
Look, Miss Montefusco, I know you weren't a fan of my first audition, but I'm not giving up that easy.
Huh? What's happening?
I'm just asking for a second chance. So before you kick me out, just listen to this.
He DJs while the others play.
Hit it, guys.
DJing at home, paintings rattle and his mom catches a falling vase. At night, Nick DJs in the museum. Colored lights swirl around the lobby and all of the characters dance.
Come on, everyone, let's conga! This way!
That way!
Law grabs a banana and Dexter slaps him.
Dexter!
A view from the street shows colored light beaming through the museum's magnificent arched windows. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works, written by Beth Brand, narrated by Amon Gill.
Won't say it twice. You're here today, so celebrate. Ooh, baby.